The party was to celebrate the fact that Alienation had been offered a recording contract by IMC, and in particular the fact that they turned the company down. Other labels were interested. IMC were the most prestigious, but there was no way Chicken Feed was going to accept a measly 3% royalty rate. After all, he took 50% of Alienation's earnings as a management fee before the band even saw a penny, so he was going to make damn sure they got a fair whack when they put their names on the dotted line. The party was in Swayton Road. Catfish had locked his room. Books, records and clothes were disappearing from Paul's room at an alarming rate. But no one would have to worry about it until Monday. Paul had stuck to a long-standing agreement to go and stay with some friends in Norfolk over the weekend. Elizabeth and Chicken Feed arrived early. Elizabeth left after an hour, declaring it that it was not really her scene. She decided to race off and meet some friends at Stringfellow's, instead of staying until things started to swing. The Finchley Philistines also arrived early, the Merton Malcontents even earlier. Tracy was there from the start. She was deeply depressed. Things with Paul just got worse and worse. If she hassled him enough, he'd leave her alone for a day or two. He claimed he understood her need for space, but any that she got, she had to fight for. Tracy drained a glass. She pulled another 100 pipers. Alan was sitting across from her. He'd hardly said a word all evening. She knew he was in a bad way. The deaths at the calf had really shaken him up. She thought she ought to give herself up to the cops, but she couldn't bring herself to drop the others in the shit. She didn't want to see Case put inside. He'd be the one that suffered the most. And he'd commit those murders because he loved her. She wanted to make a full confession, but couldn't. She drained a glass and pulled another 100 pipers. As she did so, she decided to get gloriously drunk. She needed some kind of release. Before long, Tracy was virtually legless. She was sitting next to Claire, trying to explain to the malcontent the problems she'd been having with her boyfriend. Claire couldn't hear what she was saying above the music and just looked bemused. Tracy didn't think about what she was doing. She put her arms around Claire and started kissing her. Claire accepted the situation and enjoyed the sensation as Tracy's tongue probed her mouth. She put her arms around Tracy and closed her eyes. Chicken Feed noticed the scene between Claire and Tracy. When Claire got up to get a drink, he plonked himself down where the malcontent had been sitting. Tracy put her arms around Chicken Feed and started kissing him. Chicken Feed couldn't believe it. This was what he'd been dreaming of for so long. When Chicken Feed led Tracy out of the room, most of those present assumed he was going to screw her. She was so drunk he was more or less carrying her. Chicken Feed had a hard time getting Tracy back to her flat. He carried her to the bedroom and proceeded to undress her. Tracy was slurring words incoherently, could hardly keep her head straight. Chicken Feed undressed himself. He got into bed with Tracy and began to kiss her. She kissed him back. Chicken Feed worked his thigh against her pubic mound. He reached down, found her clitoris and began to rub it with his index finger. Once she juiced up, he entered her. Tracy liked the feel as Chicken Feed's cock plumbed the depths of her mystery, but she was too drunk to actively contribute to their pleasure. Chicken Feed managed to come, but there was no way he could bring his partner to orgasm. Tracy fell asleep. Chicken Feed got up and left, convinced that by the morning his sex partner would be so hungover she wouldn't even remember their one-night stand.